Full Out Collegiate Recruiting is your premier partner in turning your college gymnastics dreams into reality. They aren't just another recruiting service. They're your personal mentor, guiding athletes through a tailor-made journey to collegiate success. Picture this, a recruiting plan as unique as your floor routine. At Full Out Collegiate Recruiting, they understand that every gymnast is one of a kind, with skills and aspirations that deserve individual attention. Their team of gymnastics experts is here to craft a personalized strategy that showcases your strengths and makes you stand out on the mat. And here's the twist. They've got the connections. They'll ensure that your profile lands in front of the right eyes, opening doors to scholarships and opportunities you've only dreamed of. Ready to soar to new heights in your gymnastics career? Visit FullOutRecruit.com today and start your personalized journey to collegiate success. Don't settle for routine. Let Full Out Collegiate Recruiting elevate your gymnastics game to new levels.
Yo, J-Mac, let's kick it. Stop, collaborate, and listen. Kim and Jay are back with a brand new addition. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a brewing routine daily and nightly. Will it ever stop, yo? I don't know. Turn off the lights and let the leotards glow. To the extreme, I rock the mic like a vandal. Light up the runway with vaults the fans just can't handle. Mac, baby. Big 10, baby. R5, baby. Podcast, baby.
A perfect 10 for an alum, a Region 5 university, has a master's level course, roll out the scroll of alums who debuted in week one, I feel my voice has been heard, even if it has nothing to do with me, and the Region 5 university is off to a hot start. Oh, and the new rule got one of our alums this week. At least I think it did. All that, and Kim has feelings. Welcome back to the College Salute Podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know, Kim, and of course I'm Jason, and week one is in the books, and we got to see many new faces realize that dream of finally competing for their universities. And we're going to give our love to many of them on the show today. Kim, we have seen many of your faves on floor in 2024, and I know you're itching a bit to discuss some of them in our new segment, Five Jive. And it's only week one, but OU might not be ready for the 2024 version of the Region 5 University. We got a lot to get to today, but first, our podcast review. A free way to support our podcast is by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the College Salute Podcast. Tell us what you love about the show or what you'd like to see us improve. The review helps others discover our podcast and join our Region 5 family. Help us to continue to grow our podcast, which is the only regionally based gymnastics podcast in the country. We continue to show our love for our Region 5 alums throughout their college careers, so please show us some love with a review and a 5-star rating. So before we start talking about what we saw over the course of the weekend, week one, we're going to revert back to the rule changes really quick and just make sure that people realize that both were actually seen this weekend. Obviously, the failure to hold the position on landings, on vault, bars, and beam, you can see it in everyone's routines. They have that finish where they stop and hold. And I know Kim was taking photos down in Bahamas, also watched the first Western meet. And you notice these, you know, pauses. Well, that's the reason for it. It's to hold that 1 second so you don't get that college salute finish or that college finish where they jump back and salute the judge immediately. Makari Dalgette, however, fell victim to this problem this week. I think Makari forgot that there's a new rule and did her nice head back college salute, which we love, but forgot to hold and then went back to do it, but then took a step. So the 9.975 or 9.95 that we probably would have seen, she only had 9.875 and unfortunately didn't make our lineup this week, which stinks. But I thought that was funny. So I'm not sure 100% if she got the 0.05, but I'm almost positive she did because there really was no finished stop hold the shape. So I'm sure Makari will go back and make sure that's not a problem moving forward. And clearly, now I don't know your thoughts on it, but clearly we saw the quad meet rule where they did the vault and bar start and then beam and floor kind of alternated with, you know, beam with vault and bars with floor. But it's kind of crazy. I don't know if there's a 20-second pause because there certainly didn't seem like one. But, you know, we missed routines. We saw parts of routines. So I think it's going to be, like, the streamers are going to have to kind of get used to kind of the start. But I don't know. It just, to me, with doing streaming, it doesn't seem like this would be hard, especially if there is a pause. You just have to have the boxes correct, you know, in the stream thing. I mean, in the program, you can set up to where you have vault and beam on one side, bars and floor on the other, and just keep flip-flopping them. But floor moved over to the left, vault go to the right. I mean, it was just all over the place. So, you know, I don't know if they're just not used to that yet or not understanding how to stream, or that's their only time they ever stream, but it's not hard to do. It's actually easy that way. But I don't know your thoughts. I just thought sometimes it was like, oh, where am I watching? Oh, we caught a dismount. Oh, we caught this. And I thought this was supposed to help us see more gymnastics. Although I guess we did.
Yeah, I think the first session, they just had no idea what was happening, and we saw one rotation, one event at a time. But the next session, they kind of improved, but by the last two sessions, I think they were back to not really knowing what was going on, especially that very last session. And you were seeing floor from two angles, and then, yeah, it was flip-flopping around. But yeah, I just felt all confused.
Yeah, yeah. You can literally set it up where one side is two thing and the other side's the other two events. And then you just keep flip-flopping events because that's how that goes. So well, and then it would be a lot easier to do that.
And then at one point during the last session, they were like, well, I hope we get this floor routine gets over with so we don't miss with this bar routine.
Right.
And I was like, well, shouldn't they not start yet?
No, I thought it was the 20-second pause. They're supposed to be between, but if they were going. So that's some of those things didn't make sense. But again, this was a new rule that we kind of saw, and hopefully they'll get it right, you know, as the season goes on, and we'll get to see all start to finish the routines the way it is. I think it's cool. I think it will be good because you see the routines, but obviously they have to, and streamers have to realize of maybe, you know, how you can use that two-box system, you know.
Yeah.
To your best advantage.
I did like the scores and the scoring things on the bottom.
Yes,
how it showed like the start value and the scores and the little things and like this is who's up next and all. I did like that part.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to do that for regionals if we had, you know, another staff member that could film on the floor and what have you. But I would try to do that because I think that definitely is cool, and they did a good job with that. I mean, they were on top of that, which was cool.
Well, hey, maybe we can get some new staff members. Hey, people out there.
Oh, yeah.
In Region 5 land.
Come work for Region 5 Insider. All right.
So come volunteer for Region 5 Insider.
Yeah, exactly. Do a lot of work for no pay.
Do you need college credits? Do you need an internship?
We could love interns, media interns. Can help us out. So this year, we always start, as we mentioned, our Fab 5. We're calling it the Fab 5-ish. We stuck to five. It was difficult this week, but I'm sure that will become a different story moving forward.
Yeah, it's week one. Week one, we all normally start with five. By week two, we'll have 12. Next week, we'll have 12.
But it's the Fab Five-ish this year. And number one, I put this on here, the difference how teams approach this new landing rule. And it's just, it's funny. I mean, there's really, I guess, only one way to, you know, kind of do it, but it just looks like everyone has like a different mindset of, you know, how you hold, how long you hold. It's supposed to be a second. Some do 4 to 5 seconds. It seems like they stand there for a day and make sure it's finished. And, you know, some hold the finish pose, you know, with the landing position a little longer. Then they stand up for that 1 second and then they turn. It's just funny to watch because it's such a new rule that it's weird to see, okay, they finished the routine, like they're still there.
They're trying to make sure that you know that and the judges know that I stuck the landing and now I'm holding the landing. Now I'm holding the finish. Now I'm going to salute you.
Right. And there were, I know you mentioned when we first came on that there were a lot of stuck landings.
I thought there was a crap ton of stuck landings. I mean, which is great. Yeah. There should be. But there was a lot.
Yeah. So maybe this new rule trying to have to hold that landing is creating more, you know, stuck landings as they have to hold. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
it was just funny to watch the approach that each team does and how long and short they take that one, you know, that hold. Number two, I feel heard on this podcast. And as I mentioned in the intro, I have no idea if it has anything to do with me, which I 100% think it does not.
It totally does, and you know
however,
it.
The last few years, I have mentioned this. And we saw a few bar changes this year to routine construction, mainly the three, Andy, Faith, and JC. And why I say that, Andy Lee has gone back to her Jaeger, a beautiful blind Jaeger. So exciting. She was doing the pack a clear up. I don't know if she was doing the Maloney half.
Who?
I think she was doing Maloney half.
Who?
Andy was.
Andy did Maloney half.
Mm-hmm. But I think she's having some, she's getting up there in age at a whole 23 or 22, whatever she is. And she's having some injury issues. But they went to Jaeger. It's a gorgeous Jaeger. And then her pack. And then, of course, a nice blindfold double back still. Faith has put a Ray back into her routine. She really only competed the Ray during during her elite days. She had really never done it. I don't even think she did it in level 10 at all. But she's gone back to her Ray, which is awesome. It's huge. And that's cool. And then JC has gone back to the Tkachev, which she hadn't done in a while. She was doing the Maloney as well, but she's gone back to her Tkachev, which is really, really nice. So it's really cool to see, because I'm an advocate of a major release. I think it's, you know, they're just more exciting. It's big. It doesn't, you know, get monotonous and the same repetitive thing over and over and over again. I mean, you watch Andy's Jaeger, and then you watch Ella Cesario's Jaeger, and it's like it's two different Jaegers. I mean, because, you know, one's even more enormous than the other. So, you know, I don't see that versus Maloney, although there were some very nice, and we're going to talk about a couple of them, very nice performed Maloneys at the 16 meet, Super 16 meet. But yeah, just thought that was cool to see that we have three new routines there, and I'm sure there's more, and we'll pay attention to that as the season goes on, but I thought that was really cool. Number three, Region 5 University has a new course. It may be our first and only course that we have at the school, but we don't have 101 basic. We start 401 graduate level. And what I mean by this is the front pike half. We have currently four that I can name out right now that do the front pike half and do it beautifully. Sage at Michigan State. Hannah at Oklahoma. Suki at Ball State, and JJ Jekna at Missouri. And all four of them are awesome. So Region 5 clearly knows how to teach the handspring front pike half.
What does Lindsay Gerard do?
That's another one. Actually, you are right. She hasn't made the lineup yet. Apparently, she will be coming in the next couple weeks. Another front pike half, so that would make five.
And if Megan right Teeter now would front pike half.
Yes.
Come on, Teeter.
We're excited. We are excited because she
is in the beam.
Yes, she did. She was in the beam lineup this week. She did not. She unfortunately did have a fall, but you know, as we mentioned, and I thought we were going to put it on here. I guess we didn't make it on here.
It was on my other list.
Oh, got it. Oh, that's right. All around in Teeter Town, as we talk about. She did do all around in meet one, so hopefully that continues. But yeah, the front pike half is huge, and I haven't posted JJ Jekna's yet. She did exhibition. I do have the video, and I might post it on our Instagram, or I may wait till she's in lineup, which I believe is supposed to be next week. She had some type of injury mid-season, so they were just getting her in a little slowly. You know, awesome as a debut, which we were going to talk about a little bit, but a debut performance for her, even though it wasn't in the lineup. Huge front pike half, but just awesome vaults for Region 5. And I know Haley Bryan is probably taking notice that, you know, Region 5 is the handspring front pike
capital of the world,
apparently. Number four, and I know you're going to talk a little bit more about this, as well as some specific routines a little bit. UCLA's floor is the standard. I mean, it is just, I mean, everything from the artistry to just, you know, feeling the character to just performing the routines, all encompassing everybody. I think just everyone takes note. Oklahoma does a great job. But they do have, as people say, drama or like a stage type feel to their routines. I feel UCLA fits the realm of what college floor should really feel like as a performance, as something that really the audience can get into. And I think they master that very, very well.
Well, and at UCLA, it helps that you have a choreographer that is a dancer and a dance background, and not just any kind of dance background, a professional dance background. And you've gone from one coach with a dance background, obviously with Miss Val, to another coach with BJ who has a dance background. So you have somebody choreographing these routines with a dance background. And as you said, from Oklahoma, like KJ does a great job, obviously, with her routines, and their routines are right up there as well. And I would put them a very close second with UCLA in terms of routines and performance. But UCLA just, you can tell from the moment they take the floor, from their salute to their ending, walking off the floor, like their routines, as you said, are just the standard, even above the standard. They're just above and beyond, like every routine. And they perform the crap out of those routines. So, yeah, I want to stop and watch UCLA's routines. And in the other day, I think it was maybe Jim Kastick that posted what floor routines live like rent-free in your brain. And everybody's posting like these elite routines and stuff. And I'm just like, UCLA, just UCLA. Anything by Marzetta, but UCLA, just always rent-free in my brain every day.
It's one of those things where you wait for the next year and you're like, oh, will there be a step back or kind of like, oh, you know, that wasn't like last year. You know, we have seen that a little bit this year with some of the routines. Like, oh, theirs were better last year. And, oh, you know, does that fit them or, you know, what have you? UCLA, that's never the case. Like, it's always a next step, next, you know, big change, next routine, next style, whatever it may be. It's always just yes. And so that's
why it fits their personality. And with UCLA, sometimes they'll keep a few things from old routines or a signature, but like, it's always dance. It's always moving. It flows. Like, it. Oh,
right.
It's just
absolutely. And then Super 16, I mean, there's lots of good things about this. It's fun. It's cool to see. It's the first big meet. We got to see a lot of gymnastics, which is always awesome in week one. But it's just, I don't know. There's just some parts to the commentating a little bit is difficult to, and granted, they're excited. They're happy. They're interested. They're trying to bring out the excitement of college gymnastics and, you know, from an elite coach, obviously with Jess being an elite coach, you know, and Dee Dee clearly, you know, being one of the gurus of college coaching. But I don't know. It's just there's something about it that just doesn't feel right to me. I mean, it's just I don't know. I don't know how to put it. They try a little hard, maybe too hard or I mean, granted, the streaming, like as we've talked about, could have thrown some of them off a little bit too. They were doing the here, we're here, where we go, where we start. You know, we're supposed to be here, but just some of the comments, a little bit. I don't know. I know you have thoughts on it.
Yeah, I 100% agree. There was just something about it. I feel like, first of all, I feel like them two, Dee Dee and Jess, I feel like they were kind of battling each other back and forth in terms of who knows more and who wants to talk more a little bit. Kind of contradicting each other or measuring their gymnastics knowledge, like, you know, one of those measuring contests. But I also feel as if I know they're older in age, but I also feel like calling the athletes kids all the time when they're not, I mean, they're maybe kids to them, but they're not kids. They're adults, they're young adults, they're women. I try really hard not to call them kids. I teach at a university and I still try not to call them kids, especially these athletes. That kind of really bothered me and that still bothers me. So when I commentate, I try not to call them kids. Young ladies, young women, I don't call them kids. That just irks my brain to no end because they're adults. But they got better the first session, but they got better as they went along until the last session. I could have muted the TV for the last session because I did not appreciate or like how they treated Jordan the last session. Jordan is an adult. Jordan is in her 20s, and I felt like they treated her like a child. I didn't like it. And I didn't like how they chatted about her eating popcorn and because she's training for the Olympics. And so the picture that Jim Kastic posted of her eating popcorn, I thought was amazing. But yeah, I just didn't appreciate how they treated Jordan. And if you watch the broadcast or listen to the broadcast, I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about, but I just didn't appreciate it. And some of their things they talked about in terms of routines, in terms of, I didn't care for them. So
yeah. So from the standpoint of commentating and, you know, from my ears or me listening to it, I can like have my own impressions, but you're behind that. I mean, you do it. So you understand what it takes. You understand what things you can say. I can get, you know, the kids, cause I tend to sometimes fall into that, but I have to remember athletes, just call mm-hmm. them athletes. I mean, they're athletes. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. They don't have to be women or anything like that per se, cause they're competing. They're athletes. But I mean, I would never say that I would do it better because I know I wouldn't. But it's like you put that in that situation. If that's the role and that's what you do, it's like you want to add to, not distract from. And I think that's kind of what was happening. But again, you know, it's awesome. I hope the meet continues and we have that type of gymnastics because that's a lot of good teams and a lot of good gymnastics right there week one. And, you know, and that's awesome. So.
I mean, however, they did have some good, Dee Dee did have a few good one-liners. I'll give her that. She said, what'd she say about you, Alabama and a butter on a roll or something?
Yes. She said something. Oh, dang it. I didn't put that one down there. It's like butter. Oh, no. I think that was Jess that said that. It was like, they're like butter because they just roll or something.
But something about butter on a roll.
They're on a roll. They're on a roll. They're like butter. They're on a roll. That's what she said.
Yes, I thought that was hilarious. And so was one of them said, I don't remember who, but success is wrapped in the details. I did enjoy that one.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. I wrote that down. Yeah. However, there was another one that irked me when they did say, we have little Olympians sprinkled throughout the meet. Little Olympians?
Yeah.
Oh. We have little Olympians sprinkled throughout the meet. Are you kidding? They're not little Olympians. That irked me too. But she did have some good one-liners. I'll give them that. Some things they did say were pretty good, but success is wrapped in the details, Jason.
Well, moving on, we'll go on to our newbie debuts, and what a scroll of them it is. Quite a few got their first starts. Now, not all of them are freshmen. And there's one instance where she's actually a junior and got her debut for a new university, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But let's start off with Olivia Capalla. I know you mentioned her in the preview show. Are you excited to see her out there, especially on beam and floor? Well, she did debut on vault for Illinois in the middle of the lineup, by the way. And went 9.775. Scores weren't flying in this meet at the 16. I mean, it was hard to get 9.9s and 9.8. Like 9.85, 9.875 was like top routines. And so 9.775 from a 9.95 start value in this meet's pretty dang good. It wasn't actually pretty good vault. She did take a hop back, but good start for Olivia in her opening opening competition. Sophia Paris, I cannot tell you what she did in the routine. I have not seen this routine, but I thought it was awesome that she was in Penn. We said I competed for Penn. She was in the bar lineup. She went 9.525. So I don't know if that's just a hard judged routine or if she had a problem. But I'm looking forward to checking out if I can find the routine and or watching her down the road because I talked to you guys last week about how awesome Sophia is on bars. Of course, from JPAC, and looking forward to seeing that routine more. But again, we didn't see it, so we can't really talk much about it, but excited to see her out there. Lauren Obrukta from Iowa State, 9.425, another one that I didn't see the routine, but I know that you talked about her last week on the preview show Looking forward to her balance beam, a beautiful layout. 9425 could mean many things, obviously, but it doesn't seem like it would be necessarily a fall, maybe a big wobble or what have you, but we'll definitely have to check hers out in the coming weeks, but wanted to make mention that she did compete. I did get to see Ella Schell on bars, and you can check out Ella Schell's bar routine on our Alumni Monday this week from Iowa State. A nice 9-8 bar set for her first competitive routine. Beautiful blindfold double tuck dismount. A nice Pike Jaeger. Very nice Pike Jaeger. But a nice 9-8 start for her. Ashley Szymanski, of course, talked about her, raved about her. Her routine is also on Alumni Monday. 9825, huge ginger as always, and a nice blindfold double tuck to get her season started for Ball State. It's awesome. Check that out, Alumni Monday. Ava Molina competed for Ball State on floor, 9725. Again, did not see that routine.
I know, we're looking for it.
We'll have to check it out. You can see it on their meet is actually on ESPN3. Yeah. You could go and scroll through that. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Ball State is going to be in our lineup next week. So we'll be able to see Ava's floor routine hopefully next weekend. Here's our transfer, Ohio State junior Sydney Washington. Sydney competed three events for Ohio State. Her vault is, if I'm not mistaken, on our Alumni Monday. Beautiful, gorgeous Yurchenko full. That's all I did see because I got the vault sent to me, but competed on uneven bars and floor. So we're looking forward to seeing, obviously, Sydney in the Big Ten now competing for Ohio State. Always fun to watch.
And I watched some of that meet, but I didn't see her floor because I went looking for it because I wanted to see it because I was like, it's going to be amazing.
Paige Thaxton competed on vault for Michigan, and 9.65 she leads off for Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, on her Yurchenko full. But she did exhibition bars. They did not show it, but she did had her name on there, and then they showed her score with 9.675, something like that. So she's out there competing again on vault right now, which I felt very surprised that Michigan does have two Yurchenko fulls in their lineup right now. But I do know there's some other vaults in the works, but cool to see Paige out there. Katie Harper from NC State, 9-8 on bars. Gorgeous double layout, stuck landing. Beautiful double layout. No blind full double layout. Awesome routine. Also nice ginger as always, but 9-8. Good to see her out there, her first meet. Addie Wall. Addie Wall becomes our first all-around freshman of the season so far, and she went 39.175. Her floor routine is in Alumni Monday this week. Beautiful full in and a front to double back for a tumbling pass, her two tumbling passes. But I know she was really excited to get out there. I know she mentioned on her her Instagram or her Twitter, I can't remember, where she said the Stegman experience was just awesome to be out there for the first time in a big competition. So that's really cool to see.
I was really excited to see her competing all around. And when her mom told me she was going to compete all around, I was just elated and so excited for her. So to see her doing so well and competing all around after the toe, and it was a pinky toe, I was just over the moon for her. And then to see that she won all around, even more excited.
So not that that's a big surprise. We expected Addie to probably do all around at some point during the year. But, hey, right from the start. Missouri had two exhibitions out there of our alums. Kennedy Griffin competed on floor and exhibition with a 9-9. A 9-9. Kennedy Griffin, 9-9. Exhibition, yeah. Floor, 9-9. Yeah. 9-9.
And so, I saw part of her routine on her mom's Facebook, and it looked super fun. It didn't have any volume. I don't know why the volume didn't play on my phone for some reason. So I don't know if they're just the video didn't have volume or my phone was just being weird. But this is a routine that I'm super excited for because she's always had good floor routines. So I can't wait to actually see her floor routine with some volume because I'm very excited for this one.
Well, Kim, you won't have to wait long because next week on our lineup, Missouri, Alabama.
Oh, fantastic.
So you get to see it. Hopefully she'll be in the lineup. But they usually show the exhibitions on ESPN anyway, so we'll get to see them. And interested to know what she's doing tumbling-wise, because she can double layout. But, you know, a freshman just out there, I doubt we're going to see it, but who knows? Maybe she does. And then JJ Jackna, we have already talked about her vault. She went like 9.825, 9.85. Her club coach, Doug, told me. He sent me the video. Again, coming back from a slight injury, but it's still a very nice vault.
I hope we see her in floor, too, because she did floor at their exhibition meet. Yes. So maybe we'll see her in floor.
So maybe she'll slide into the exhibition spot, and then we'll see, you know, Kennedy into the lineup. We'll see, and then maybe both of them will be in the lineup. That'll be fun. Dawson, Sally, she's from Legacy in Kentucky, competes for NIU. She was on vault and floor this weekend in her opening performances. That's awesome, two events. NIU is also in our lineup next week, so we'll get to see Dawson. Emily Krozek from Western Michigan University. I don't think I've ever, in competition, seen her miss her aerial layout step out.
Oh, she missed it?
She fell, yes. But I was, like, surprised. I was like, wow, because I mean, I've watched it several times, at least in the last year and a half, and be both, you know, at the All-Star meet and what have you. But I don't think I've ever seen her miss it. But yes, she unfortunately.
Well, and she didn't compete the last two times I saw Western. So at the Michigan meet and in the Bahamas, she didn't compete at all. So this was her first time out on the competing.
Very so very first time out there.
Yeah, because she didn't compete the last two. So, but that's a bummer that she missed it because she's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
She has beautiful long lines.
Nice. It just went around the side, over the side. Yes, it was. Another one I was excited to see, and she looks really good, is Hannah Milton.
Yeah.
She was out there on vault and balance beam. Both routines very well done. And nice year chinkle full. Very solid on beam. I think she led off beam. I know she was either one or two on balance beam. But she was the first vaulter that I remember. But excited to see her out there. Hannah has battled injury. She was one of our alternates at Nationals last year. But it's just exciting to see her out
there.
She
competed at the Michigan exhibition meet and did really, really well on both. So I'm excited to see her in the lineup as well.
Reese Samuelson, no, she probably doesn't want us to talk about her bar routine because her bars are normally very good. She did miss her Maloney, unfortunately, which another one I have never seen ever in my life, her miss her Maloney. She usually has gorgeous Maloney pack, but did stick a nice double layout at the end for her routine. So not the start that Reese, I'm sure, wanted, but she was out there competing. I know I texted Kim while watching this meet. Nadia Parente, who competed balance beam for Bowling Green, which was awesome. She was in the lineup, number two or three. And a very solid beam routine. Very solid, nice flip-flop layout, step out. Just, you know, consistent, clean, I think a nice front aerial. You know, just not nothing flashy, just very consistent and on. And I had told Kim, I said, Bowling Green looks good. I mean, the score necessarily doesn't always reflect that when you're talking about the MAC conference, because, you know, the MAC conference can tend to be tight. But they did look really good, and I'm excited to see them moving forward. And we have a lot of alums now there that are competing. So definitely our eyes are on them more now. Speaking of that, I forgot, and I should have clarified that Addie was not the only all-arounder this week.
I was going to say.
Love Ackman did compete all-around. She fell on beam, unfortunately, but she did do all-around in her first meet of her very young career as a freshman.
Did you say she fell on beam?
She did fall on beam.
Not on her side summary, I hope.
No, she did not. No, but she sighed. Actually, if I'm thinking about it, I don't know if that side summary was even in there.
What?
We may have to check that out again.
Make a call.
She did the backhanding layout step out, fell off the beam, and then she did that kick over her aerial 2 feet and
what?
Fell on that as well.
What do you so what?
She has I'm to trying to remember what? If she did her side summy. I can't remember now, but we'll definitely have to look at
that. That's unacceptable.
Yes. So we'll see. But it may be in there, and we may be complaining that it's not, and it is there. But I do know she fell on her brandy 2 feet, her cartwheel aerial 2 feet. And then her flip-flop layout. So, but awesome to see her in the all-around. Very nice vault. Very nice bar routine. Good double layout dismount as always. But it's cool to see her in the all-around. Gwen Cantanu from Eastern Michigan competed on vault, exhibition floor. And that was awesome to see, a very nice Yurchenko full. They had a couple issues during their bar lineup, but they came back pretty strong on vault. They had a decent day overall, and we're going to see Eastern Michigan shortly in the lineup, I believe. Not next week, but the week after.
Gwen, but I'm so excited for her floor. I just want to see like what music she has, and you know, because she had Snoop Dogg before her last year in club. So I'm very excited for floor, and I can't wait for next, the 19th, because it's, you know, CMU, EMU, and I'll be commentating. I can't wait to commentate for them.
Jacqueline Patterson from EMU, vault and beam. I'm excited to see Jack back. She was
Jack
injured.
Back.
She, I believe, tore her ACL last year, like the season before, and only came back and did bars and beam last year, and I think... I don't even know if she did both events at regionals. I think she did do both events. I know she did beam. But, you know, excited to see her on vault and beam here. Vaulting, which was awesome. Yurchenko full. Nice beam routine. So she's, you know, she's a solid member of EMU's team competing in two events. That's really nice. Yeah. And then really excited to see Janae Daniel back. She was also hurt. A beautiful vault for EMU. Another nice Yurchenko full.
I'm very excited for... you know, our alums that are at EMU, and I can't wait to see, you know, what's happening with them.
We do have two more alums that did make their debuts, but we will get to them when we get to our lineup. But really quick, podcast socials to follow and subscribe to. You have the Region 5 College Salute podcast on Instagram. This is where our podcast is posted. We post pictures. I know when Kim has opportunities to take the photos. She puts up a gallery there. Also the links to our website's gallery as well. Videos, the 10.0 from a gymnast we're going to talk about shortly from Michigan State is up there. You can see that. Some other videos will go up as the week goes on. Check that out. Instagram, follow that because that's where a lot of our Region 5 alum content goes. Also, the R5 College Salute on YouTube. Podcast segments, weekly routines, and extra content. This is where all the videos for our Alumni Monday are placed. So check that out. Follow that. You can see a lot of routines. I try to put up some more videos as well, and I'm going to try to do all the videos for the lineups if I have time each week, but at least some of the videos if I can. And then, of course, Alumni Monday, as we mentioned, posted on our website every week with a link in our podcast Instagram as well. 10 routines each week during the season that stood out that we may not necessarily get a chance to talk about on the podcast, like Ella Shimonte's beautiful balance beam routine for the highest score posted at any MAC school this weekend of a 9.925. Absolutely gorgeous front aerial backhanding layout step out. And then Cassie St. Clair's front double full that is perfection and textbook for a 9.9 on floor. She also did her very nice tuck 1.5 for a 9.85, I think. But and their 5 debut routines are on there, are featured as well. So check Alumni Monday out every Monday, sometimes Tuesday, Wednesday occasionally. As I mentioned, we try to get it up at least by Tuesday, but it just depends on my schedule. So follow the podcast, Instagram, the YouTube channel, and then, of course, Alumni Monday each and every week. Well, we have a new segment that we're starting this week because Kim always has lots of comments about floor. So I'm giving her an opportunity to talk about floor because she loves to. And I won't mention a single thing that deals with tumbling unless they're in the lineup, and then I'll do it in the lineup. So which one? Our first athlete is in the lineup. So you're hearing me talk about her tumbling, which I have a thought on her last pass. Absolutely gorgeous, by the way. Anyway, we have the Region 5 Jive. R5 Jive. Kim's time to be emotional and release all of her feelings that she has about floor. So Kim, you only have 3 this week because I threw this on you today, but yeah. I'm sure it will be a list at some point in time. So Kim, go right ahead and I'll throw in my comments when needed.
Yes. Jason's allowing me to have feelings. Thank you. Okay. So number one in big bold letters, Gabby Wilson. I have mentioned this routine. After I watched the Michigan meet, people out there in Region 5 land, you need to go see this routine. You need to turn the volume up and you need to focus in. Like, don't watch anything else. Don't pay attention to anything else. And if you can watch it live, you need to go to a Michigan meet and watch it live because you need total silence. And when I say total silence, no commentating, nobody talking. Just watch it and just take it all in because, oh my God. Gabby works that floor like she is on a stage. that is lit and she's the only one there. And the eye she gives, Gabby Wilson, this is my favorite college routine to think of hers. And I mean, let me tell you, that's 5 years of routines. And this is gotta be my favorite. When I saw this at the Michigan meet, I walked into the Michigan meet and she was warming up. And I was like, girl, yes. I positioned myself accordingly so I would be in the right spot for the looks. Go check out our gallery that I put up from this exhibition meet, because there's a look she gives at the beginning of that routine that I felt like she was in my soul.
You know, I like this routine. I think it's maybe one of Gabby's best.
Yeah.
Oh, because I love her last pass. But again, I still wasn't talking about tumbling. So,
but like, just, I loved last year's routine, because last year's routine too, like every routine's kind of been, it's been different, but it's been like very Gabby. But like last year's routine started out very like sensual and very, then got into like boom. But this one, like there's a part at the beginning and she kind of like, she's like bent over and she like gives you this look and it's like, bah. I have it in the picture, in pictures. And I'm just like, whoa. I was looking at those pictures and those looks that she gives you. I'm just like, it goes into your soul. Like it pierces all the way through you. It's amazing.
It's a lot like that one from when she did the split in her routine. Like, was it last year? And she had her arm out and then she would always look.
Yeah.
You mentioned that last year and took a picture like that. And that. So it's like she has that one aspect in the beginning of her routine just to draw you in right away. And then you're hooked for the rest
of the you're time. Hooked. And then like after the pass, she gets into this like, you know, like, oh, I just, it's so much fun. Like, I just can't. It's like, it's definitely a, can't take your eyes off. Like she, draws you in. Like you can't take it. Like once it's on and you're watching it, you just cannot turn away. I could talk about Gabby's routine all day. But number two, the routine of my dreams, Andy Lee, as we've talked before, but Andy Lee, oh my God. This is also a routine that dreams are made of. Every routine she does from like J.O. till now is exquisite. Just exquisite. The things that Andy Lee can do with her body, I just don't understand. Like, how do you bend like that, Andy Lee? How do you bend like that? And even though Jason said your body hurts, you can't tell. You still can bend. You could just, I don't even understand. And I'm really upset that you don't come to this side of the country for me to take pictures of you at a meet.
Seeing the routine on the TV screen versus the little video that Anna sent us on her phone, and in their gym, on their floor, not in a, you know, in a meet situation. This routine, I it might be, and I told Anna, I said, great job between the two of them, because I know it wasn't just Anna. Andy definitely puts into her routines. Just maybe the best for her in her 4 years. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It's awesome. Like she just, like you said, she moves in ways that people don't. Okay, but I do. We don't talk about Andy anymore today because she didn't make our lineup. I have to mention, I like the double back. We have not seen a double back from Andy in a very, very long time. No front double full this year, just a double back. So I know that's not dance, an emotional feelings drawing, but I thought that was cool to see a double back. It surprised the heck out of me. So there's my feelings. It surprised the heck out of me that she did a double back, not a front double full, which is cool. I mean, it's just different stuff. Again, more different stuff that we're seeing. And Andy can do every skill in the book. I mean, she could do
I didn't pay attention to anything she tumbled because I don't care. I mean, Andy, I care about your tumbling. It's great. It's beautiful. But I don't care. You could have ran across the floor and did skips or forward rolls or cartwheels and would have been great for me. But there's this little sequence at the end of your routine and you do like this, like she does like this. She goes to the floor and she does like this leg turn thing. Oh my God, that sequence is amazing. And I'm going to definitely use it and steal it someday. Not this season, but like next season. It's my favorite. It's so great. But I need to watch it again, like uncommentated, like with no commentators making noise and talking through it, because I just need to enjoy the music and the performance and just like the, what she can do with a piece of music and a piece of dance is just, it's just amazing. And I hope when she's done with her college gymnastics, I don't know what you're doing for real life, but I hope you do like some choreography for people.
I'm sure she will.
Because I think that would, well, she should, because it would be exquisite. Number three, Naya Reed. Oh my God. Transferred from Florida. Well, she graduated Florida and she's in her fifth year.
She took a break though. She had a year off, like a season off.
Well, she did. But funny story, I was actually at UCLA when they put the announcement out that she was at UCLA, because I remember I was standing there and they're like, oh, did you see? Oh, look, it was announced. I'm like, huh, what? ears perk up, radar went up. Like, what do you mean? Who's coming here, huh? So I was very excited because I was standing there with the UCLA coaches. And I was like, huh? What? Her routine is amazing. Like, her routines have always been amazing. But, like, this one, I mean, obviously she has now the UCLA routine to go with her amazingness. But it's all about her sorority and paying tribute to, you know, the Greek life and, you know, the Greek sorority and her sorority. And just it just embodies her, the presentation, the faces, the dance.
The attitude.
There's oh, my gosh. The attitude. And there's this part when she's like on the floor, she's like, oh my God, I love it. She, oh
no.
If you have not seen this routine, people, come on. This is where the commentating on this pissed me off, because Jess go, this is where Jess said, oh, I hope this routine gets done with so we can get over to vault or whatever. And I was like, are you kidding? We don't want this routine to get done with. We want to sit and we want to watch it and we want to love it. And we want to take it all in. We don't want it to get done with. We want to appreciate Naya Reed, and we want to appreciate this floor routine and the excellence and the showmanship that is happening. Another one, she could have just skipped across the floor, done split leaps and dive rolls. But it, I just love it. I loved everything about it.
But just the attitude that she has, like, she just, she knows how to work a camera too. Like,
oh my God, yeah.
Just, you know, all out there.
Yeah, she does.
I did have one name that I have to go back and not forget to mention, and that would be Michaela Tucker, or Tuck, or Tucker as we call her. She originally was in my lineup list when I was going through. She competed on vault and floor. Absolutely beautiful front double full last pass. That's all we saw of her floor routine is her front double full, but absolutely gorgeous. But she was in two events for, and I'm not sure if she did exhibition on bars or not. I don't remember her name up there, but she might have. But I do know she did vault and floor for Michigan State. But I wanted to make sure that she was mentioned in the newbies that competed. Didn't want to forget that. We have news on JoJo Varga. JoJo is fine. She is going to be a little bit sore for a little bit, but she's fine. If anyone saw, she did switch leap, switch half. Her foot kind of slid. She like fell, caught her arm, rolled onto her shoulder, onto the floor, arm, whatever. It did look kind of like, I mean, it was kind of weird to see from a switch half that happened, but it was kind of a, ooh, like kind of fall. Like, you know, is anything okay? Hoping everything's okay. I talked to Luke. It is. She is. She's just going to be sore for a little bit. It won't hinder her. She's not out for the season, anything like that. So the injury is not a bad injury. It's just something that she will be sore for the next few weeks. So anyone who had wondered how JoJo was doing, that's the update right there.
Oh, good, because that video was gnarly.
Okay, so now we'll look into our Region 5 University, which of course is presented by the College Salute Fan Zone. And Kim, what is the College Salute Fan Zone?
Well, Jason, I will tell you. The College Salute Fan Zone is your one-stop online shop for everything college gymnastics, from hoodies to crews to tees to tumblers and more. Check out dancegymnasticsdesigns.squarespace.com to shop all your favorite college teams and support your favorite Region 5 alums and your favorite Region 5 podcast all season
you
long.
You can find the link for that shop on the top of our website. It's also in Alumni Monday every single week, and it'll also be in our podcast show notes every single week. So go ahead and check that out. There's lots of cool alumni or school type apparel that Kim does for, you know, any school that we have Region 5 alums at, which obviously is quite a few around the country. So check that out, the College Salute Fan Zone. We'll start off with our Region 5 University. Of course, as we mentioned in our podcast preview for this season, Mean Girls Super 16, Friday and Saturday sessions were the sessions that we could choose, but we could choose all four of them for our lineup. So it kind of kicked out some people that had some nice routines, which we'll get in the lineups hopefully down the road as the season progresses. But we'll start on vault. And of course, number one, Sage Kellerman. A perfect 10 on vault. First meet of the season, a perfect 10 on vault. Beautiful front pike half. I've seen many angles of this vault. You know, it's gorgeous. she has she puts her hands on the very front of the table, which is kind of Alicia Sacramone-like, but it kind of like cuts you off guard at first, but then it's like 9 miles in the air, and it's beautiful. I'm hoping that she opens it up a little bit, to be more like a Haley Bryant-type Pike Open eventually, but beautiful vault, absolutely gorgeous.
It's absolutely a stunning vault. She has so much power, and yeah, she puts her hands on the front of the table. You should see how far back her board is, but I think this vault just keeps – she's so consistent – but it also just keeps getting better. And her landings are always just so good, though. Yeah,
it's awesome.
But they are.
Congratulations, Sage, on a perfect 10 in week one. Number two on the lineup is a debut, and that would be Hannah Scheible. 9.9 on her handspring front pike vault.
She stuck her landing. Her chest was just a little down. She did that like little bend knee type of like adjustment.
That vault you can watch on our podcast YouTube channel as well. You can check that one out. That was not put in on the Alumni Monday because it's in our lineup, but you can check that one out for sure. But yes, yeah. Very, very nice. Hands from front pike. Nice debut.
Yeah. But for her debut,
she did.
She rocked that vault and she stuck that landing. And mind you, let me tell you, Sage and Hannah, if people out there in Region 5 land, y'all should know they are club mates. So let me tell you, Joe and Mel at All American Flames, they know how to teach a handspring front pike half. Because they have more coming up in their level 10 ranks of handspring front pike half.
But no, and you mentioned that, and when you hear this podcast, it will be up on our Instagram. I do have a picture of the two of them sitting on the podium together, so I will post that.
Oh, good.
Faith Torres, 9.85 for a year chick, 1.5. And let me just say that the 10 and the 9.9, don't get overzealous of the scores on vault. This is it. I mean, there were very few 9.9 or higher on vault. I mean, those were just exceptional vaults. Most were in the high 8.98s. Faith, 9.85 for a very nice year chink, 1.5. Did hop forward, but it was a very nice vault. It's good to see her in the vault lineup. She kind of went in and out of the vault lineup last year and then kind of was only a beam and floor at the end of the season. So it's good to see her out there. She actually did do all four events for Oklahoma at this meet. Number four is Andy, 9.825, another very nice Yurchenko full. Finds that landing pretty well with the chest up. That had a small little hop on it, but still a very, very nice vault. Nikki, not her best vault. She got a 9.8. I was kind of surprised based on the scoring of this meet I thought this would be in the 9.775 range because she lands with her feet back and butt out and she takes a big step backwards, really under rotated. Nikki doesn't usually under rotate this vault much. And so I was kind of surprised on that landing, but she did get a 9.8 and it didn't meet our vault lineup. I know that, a couple meets down the road, she gets her feet back under her on her vaults for in the meets and the hard landings and whatever. That's going to be great, and we may see a 10 from her. But I just was surprised when I saw that vault and that landing of that vault because Nikki's usually a lot more powerful in terms of landings on vault. But 9.8. And then I did want to add a side note. We didn't get to see it, but we heard that she did it. Gabby Steven did do her 1.5 on vault. She did sit like back a little bit and took a step back. I think she only went like 9.75 or 9.775, but she did do the 1.5. So we know it's out there. We know she's competed it. So looking forward to seeing it, at some point in time soon. 49.375 on vault this week for us. Moving over to bars, Faith. Beautiful 9.95. I've already mentioned that she's doing a Ray this year, so she's made that change. Number two, Delaney Harkness, always awesome on bars. 9.95, gorgeous, absolutely beautiful handstand work. I know that Dee Dee really liked her form. That she never ever breaks form. Her ginger is perfectly locked together.
Yeah, it is.
On that nice half in, half out. Beautiful routine. Typical Delaney bars. I mean, Delaney does good bars most of the time, 9.95. Gabby Perea, a nice 9.95 in bars as well.
It was nice to hear Jordan say during her bars that her Maloney half is technically perfect.
Yes. Well, it is. I mean,
not like saying technically it's perfect.
No.
Technique-wise, right. It's technically perfect.
Yes. Yes. She has a gorgeous Maloney half, beautiful pack, and then a stuck double layout for Gabby. Very nice 9.95. Nikki's bars, most improved, I think, so far of what I've seen. I mean, gorgeous Maloney. That Maloney was enormous, and it was floaty. It wasn't like choppy. Sometimes hers are choppy. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful into that, and then a very, very nice double layout landing 9925. Great routine.
Don't you remember back in level 10 when Nicole would say, only if Nikki could do bars?
Yes, well, she can now.
Girl can do bars.
Girl can swing. I mean, beautiful.
She can swing some bars now.
Good. So improved. It was awesome to watch. Yeah. And then we had a slew of 9-9s. Sierra Brooks, beautiful cast handstands for Sierra this week. A little hop on her layout full out, but her layout full out was completely stretched. Very nice. Taylor DeFries, she had a 9-9 on bars. Her Maloney wasn't as good as she can do it. So I expect that to be a little bit better, you know, as the weeks go on. But beautiful double layout and no layout full out, which she competed most of her club career. She's only doing a double layout. But it was great to see her out there, 9-9 on bars. Gabby Wilson, another very nice bar routine. Beautiful double layout dismount for her as well. Ella Cesario, gorgeous Jaeger. I mean, we know it always is big and huge. Beautiful double layout for her. Andy, also, as we mentioned earlier, with the Jaeger now, good routine. And then Gianna Gerdes. Gianna is the most underrated gymnast in the NCAA. And I don't know if it's just because we notice it because she's a Region 5 alum or what it is, but no one seems to really talk about her, but yet she is some of the top scorers in the meet, you know, when the meet's done. Absolutely beautiful bar routine. Always great lines, beautiful technique. Beautiful half and half out. It's just awesome to watch Gianna, and I'm, you know, excited to see where her season continues to go as she, you know, helps guide Minnesota this year. But 9-9 on bars for a 49.675 on bars for us. Okay, moving over to beam, and number one, Faith Torres, 9.95
with the easiest beam routine on the planet.
She makes it look easy. It is easy for her, especially.
For her especially.
She makes that aerial layout step out look way too easy.
I wish she would just do the full, standing full. Can we just throw it in, like, eventually?
I mean, we throw a wolf jump in there, which is nice wolf jump. It's huge. But her back handspring gainer full, or her gainer full off the beam, like, flies up in the air. Like, it just literally takes off. And it's beautiful landing.
She looks very good. She looks very comfortable and just college-y.
Yeah, she knows the feel now. She knows what it's like to be in college. She's not a freshman, you know, so she's not new to it. She's definitely comfortable, and it's easy when you have an athlete like Faith who has a billion and two skills on beam and is only doing, you know, one of them, really, the aerial layout step out. So, you know, crazy. But Gabby, that would be Gabby Perea, 9-9 on beam. Beautiful balance beam routine. And again, the side summy back 1.5. I know it caught Didi, I think, or Jess's attention. And I'm like, you didn't see that last year? I mean, it was on like a ton of things all year long. People were talking about it.
Well,
absolutely gorgeous.
Clearly they weren't paying attention.
Yeah, apparently not. But that's just cool to see. No one does that combination other than her. Shania Adams, wolf. She had much better success on her wolf double on beam than she did on floor.
It was really funny when Jordan was talking about the wolf turn. Well, she called it a squat turn, but a wolf turn, and how she doesn't like them or whatever. But don't you remember she did a wolf turn up into the
Aquino triple turn?
The Aquino turn, and she like had a wolf Aquino turn. Yes. And all I could do is giggle because I'm like, but yeah, Shania's wolf turn it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
Like, so she's allowed to do it because it's gorgeous.
Yes.
Shania looks amazing.
She does.
By the way.
Yeah, she does. Balance beam got a 9-9. There's not a lot in this routine other than the gorgeous wolf double, but everything is done beautifully. Like, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Perfection.
She just looks beautiful. Yes, like, her gymnastics is just
She's
beautiful.
She definitely is. And it was a joy to watch the routine, but I just thought it was funny that her double wolf on beam was simple, easy for her, which it usually is. And she struggled a little bit on floor. But
no, but so you know what, though? Sometimes it's easier to do the wolf turn on the beam than it is on the floor.
Yeah, I can see that because it's easy, the surface is also easier to circle around versus that.
Yeah, it's surface, it's but, very odd.
But I think she wears that shoe, doesn't she? I think she does. So. Number four, tie for number four is Gianna Gerdes and Skyla Schulte, both with 9.875s. Both gorgeous routines, both very good on balance beam. Skyla, nice split side slide. I love that part. That's really cool. Like she turns
the split
and she
side slide.
She just slides out. It's really nice. And then her switch to gainer full is really nice too. That's a really cool combination, yeah. Switch to gainer full. And then Gianna, just so solid. Beautiful front aerial. Absolutely gorgeous front aerial. 49.5 for balance beam. And then moving over to floor, you've already mentioned Gabby's routine. 9.9, you've already talked about it. I do have to mention, because I said I was going to, her last pass, her front layout Rudy now, is gorgeous. She used to end with a double back. She now ends with a front layout Rudy, and it's huge. She stayed in bounds this time. She stepped out when she was at Michigan for the exhibition meet, but she stayed
she
in bounds.
She did?
Yes, but the Rudy was enormous. It was so big. But yeah, we've already talked about the routine. So number two, Faith, 9.875. Beautiful double
layout. I love her routine. And there's a part after that she does that's like this thing to the floor. So good. It's so fun.
That part right after her double layout where she like kind of I forget who you're talking about. Was it Gabby or somebody you're talking about that does like some type of kick and turn on the floor? You had mentioned that.
Or Andy.
Maybe Andy. Same thing with Faith. Faith has same like kind of spinny type thing.
Yep.
But I love Faith's ending. She like lays on the ground and then she puts her forehead right on her forearm and like just drops down and head down, like ends the routine. So I thought that was really cool. But nice, very nice double layout as always. Front to double tuck, stuck the landing. You know, easy for Faith. Gymnastics is easy for Faith. I think we've gotten that.
Gymnastics is easy for Faith. Yes,
she is on this list in all four events. So clearly easy for
Faith. If y'all don't know, gymnastics is easy for Faith.
It is.
Guys.
It is. Number three, 9.875 for Gianna Gerdes, her third event that she makes our lineup on. And it's because Gianna literally, and I say this, I don't know if this is the exact terminology you want to use, but her carriage, her body position is always tall. Like everything is just like very open and just out there and you notice her. And I know that Dee Dee said that.
She's balletic and pulled up.
Yes, that's that. There you go. Much better description.
Her frame. She's pulled up in her frame. Like she's.
Right. And it's just, it's awesome to watch. Her front to double back is nice. Her double pike, she's stuck cold.
Mm-hmm. Her toe point is exquisite.
But I know that Dee Dee had mentioned to Jesse, goes, why did she lunge? She didn't need to lunge. She should just stay there. Why did you have to show a lunge? She just should have stayed.
I think college needs to bring back the lunge.
Well, maybe. But
she
stuck the landing perfectly. And like they were just like, why does she have to lunge out of that? She didn't need to lunge. She just needed to stay there.
Because it's balletic expression. And I think we need to bring back the lunge because the lunge in some routines, you just need to... Or dance out of things.
Yes, some of them.
Because sometimes the stick just doesn't look right. And if you have a balletic routine, sometimes the lunge is just the routines I used to love is like the old Soviet routines, and they used to lunge and go up on the toe, and it was like.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know where I'm at.
I do, but always enjoyable to watch Gianna on floor. Number four, Sierra, 9.85. Okay, now, I don't know because you don't watch tumbling, so you may not be able to notice this, at least this time. Maybe you will next time. Her full out or her half and half out is becoming Gabby's half and half.
Oh, no, I noticed that, yeah.
Like,
I've seen that.
I swear to God, she used to do a full in. Like a full in, she would grab her knees or at least touch her legs. She literally is doing a half and half out that looks like Gabby's half and half out. Like it's changed.
Well, I mean,
it looks so good, though.
When you hang out and practice with somebody so much, I mean, you just kind of, you know, taking some of their traits.
It just morphs into the same thing. I mean, it was just, it just took my eye. I'm like, wow, like that full in looks different. It's not a full in anymore. It's a half and half out. But, you know, awesome. And then number five, Shania, another nice, like you talked about, just looks good. beautiful routine. A very nice double pike first pass. Absolutely gorgeous double pike. She's doing a two-pass routine with a one-and-a-half layout, you know. But just the overall look of her routine, beautiful. And then the wolf turn was kind of funny. But she had triple turn. She, like, snuck in the second, like, half of the triple turn and then, like, rolled and turned out of it. And I know Dee Dee's like, well, good cover on that. And I think Jordan had said something to that effect as well. But awesome job, 9825. The scores on floor were not.
When in doubt, just roll out.
When in doubt, roll out.
Like butter on a roll.
As they said. It's like roll tide. It's like just butter. Just keep rolling. They just keep rolling.
Just roll tide it out.
Hey, it fits that perfectly. But the floor scores were hard to come by here. I mean, you had to really nail a floor routine. They weren't throwing scores in this competition. So 49-3-2-5 on floor for a 197-875. That's our.
Hey, we're pretty good.
197-875. And Region 5 University actually jumps into the lead after week one. We're ahead of Oklahoma by 0.025.
Wow. So. Well, we need a mascot.
Maybe we do. That you work on that. Get us a mascot. What's our R5 okay. University mascot? Region 5 lineup for next week in week two. We have three meets that mix both SEC and Big Ten and MAC all in one week. Missouri at Alabama on Friday night. That's going to be a fun meet. We're actually going to be in Cincinnati covering the Coaches Spectacular, as we always do. But hopefully we can check that meet out after the meet, Missouri at Alabama. NIU at Bowling Green. And then Ball State, Townsend, and OSU. And Townsend's on here because we want to see what Tasha's.
Did you see she's NIL deal with Under Armour, and yes. She's all like modeling.
Yes, I did see that, and we're going to talk about that next week as well. At Ohio State, so Missouri at Alabama, NIU at Bowling Green, and Ball State, Townsend, and OSU all in the same weekend. I think that's going to be a great lineup and fun meets to watch for us to talk about. So we'll see that next week, and then of course ending our podcast, the best five of the week here. Best stick, obviously Sage Kellerman, got a 10, got to put her on the list. But I loved Katie Harper's double layout, like I said, I mentioned to her. So I'm going to put her on this list. Beautiful double layout stick. First meet of her college career, great stick. And there were a bunch. We could literally probably go on for days. Do you have one?
Oh, my God, there were so many. It was ridiculous. Sage stuck that, and I was like, boom. So you know what? I'm good with what we got.
Yes. Best handstands on bars, Gabby Perea, of course. Absolutely gorgeous. And I thought Sierra's were really nice this week. So I put Sierra on this list too. Did you have any handstands?
I would say Delaney, but Delaney's like a given as always. But so yeah.
Delaney's really nice. And we noticed that Jory Jacquard did not compete this week on bars. So that's interesting. Another thing we could dig into to see why not, because she's always in the bar lineup. Hopefully she's not hurt. Best performance quality. Gianna Gerdes, I give it to her because just overall, like everything, like I said, most underrated gymnast in the NCAA, just awesome to watch. Beautiful performance quality overall on all our events. Best at the college post-routine celebration. I know that it's not necessarily a gymnast, but you had a coaching one that you wanted to put in here, so we can go with it.
So I just, Mikayla Stuckey, coaching is where you belong, sweet pea. Like, every floor routine, she's in the corner and just so excited, celebrating everything. So we're going to talk about her, I'm sure, more and more and more. But I just want to shout that out because I took notice of that all over the social media. And I even texted her mom, and we will see her this weekend. Mick will be at the CGA meet. But coaching is where you belong. College coaching is where you belong. And I was so excited to see your excitement for those athletes. And yeah, I'm sorry. That is her. Mikayla Stuckey's every routine. Hands down. That is my pick.
Our focus was on the Super 16, and I feel like we didn't really get that post-routine celebration feel because they were already on to another routine, or we caught it halfway through. So I don't feel we got that this week. But then when you mentioned Mikayla, I'm like, there you go. she fits. That fits. So congratulations, Michaela. And then the best college salute, and I put ha-ha because it's funny, because it is a good college salute, but it kind of messed her up, and that would definitely be Makari Doggett. I mean, Makari has to reach this one because she went right to that old school, reach back, head back, and then be like, oh, wait, I got to finish, and didn't quite make that this time, but I know that'll change. But Makari, you get your best college salute just because of the circumstance, and you always have a good college salute regardless. So before we wrap up our podcast, we have two things that we want to mention. One of them, we did miss a Fab Five, and I apologize. And the sad thing is, it's my own athlete, so shame on me. Kim, in our notes, made sure I remembered it. Cassie Barbanente, she competed bars this week. Cassie has not competed since her beginning of her sophomore year, and so she's been out. She's been a cheerleader. She's been on this, you know, in the TikToks. She's been, you know, just a fan, you know, favorite for Arizona State. Just getting the, you know, that the emotions and the excitement for Arizona State, but never being able to compete because of injury. She's back out there competing. Awesome routine. Nailed her dismount. Just, you know, beautiful and exciting. I'm excited to see more and of her this year, and I'm excited to see her focusing on bars, because that hopefully will keep her healthy and she'll be able to compete all season long. So, Cassie, sorry, my fault. Don't be mad.
Yeah. It's I got Kim, you, Cassie.
Yes, Kim I got you. Me. So Cassie Barbanente, Arizona State. It's not really a debut because she's competed, but a debut in a few years. And definitely a Fab Five thing for us to see.
And your routine was amazing. Was. And her stuck landing was amazing.
Yes.
I got you, Cassie.
Absolutely awesome. So sorry about that, Cass. My fault, not Kim's. And then number two, I have to clarify. I got a text while on the floor at Judges Cup this past weekend. Our comments last week about Layla Hammer from Legacy Elite, who is now at Maryland. All I ever received and thought was that she was done as a gymnast. And we've said she was a coach or an athlete to a coach to an athlete. Technically, that's not wrong. It's true. However, some of the legacy athletes listened into the podcast and went to Anna and said, they said that she quit. I just thought she was done with gymnastics because she was coaching. When athletes are not like doing gymnastics, but they're still part of the team or, you know, what have you. They're in their warm-ups. They're cheering on. They're doing like that. No, she was coaching. I mean, she was a coach. She was correcting. She was dressed as a coach. That's why I thought she was not doing gymnastics anymore. So I'm wrong. I was wrong. She was still training, clearly, because she looks really good. That was funny that Anna mentioned it. So I want to clarify that Layla did not quit gymnastics. She has been doing gymnastics, but only in the gym while coaching. And now she's back and being fabulous and always going to be great for Maryland. And we're excited to watch more of her as the season goes on. So I said I'd clarify that. So those are the two things that I wanted to make sure we got in before we wrapped it up. Looking forward to next week's podcast for sure with our lineup in the Region 5 University.
We know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is. So please rate and review us on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. Please continue to follow us at r5college_podcast on Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We post extra R5 alumni content on these channels all season long. Thanks again to Full Out Recruiting for your continued support, as well as our listeners. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on with our Region 5 alums all season long.
Thanks again for joining us for our Week 1 recap. We look forward to bringing you our reactions all season long. Talk to you next week for our Week 2 recap and more spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out, Region 5.
Ah, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.